Dreamscape presents Tommy's Field by Nikki Mark, narrated by the author. For Donovan. On July 22, 2022, a visitor in my dreams told me that obstacles are not meant to make us quit, but to teach us how to persevere. No matter how impossible some obstacles appear, I've learned that there's always a magical way forward. Tommy's Field was mine. Prologue. 11 miles east of my home in Westwood sits Exposition Park, where culture and nature merge in the congested heart of Los Angeles. The 160-acre park is home to the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum, a historic stadium and world-class amphitheater that attracts the world's brightest stars and amuses this diverse city in a way that only the thrill of competition and the sizzle of entertainment can. The park is also full of iconic museums and enchanting rose gardens, and is an urban oasis surrounded by big city problems. Walk outside its northern gates, and the University of Southern California proudly radiates prosperity, good fortune, and the bright side of life. Exit the park to the south, and neglected blocks of homeless encampments expose life's wounds. The park's spirit of wonder and play serves to unite its neighbors, but the disparity between them only widens depending on which side of the park they live. I had visited Expo Park countless times, first on painfully long school field trips as a child, again decades later in life when I became the mother of a boy who dreamed of becoming a professional soccer player. "I want to play with Hispanic kids," he told me and his dad with a crackling sparkle in his eye. "They take the game more seriously than the kids in our neighborhood, and playing with them will make me better. I'm ready for them." He was 9 years old, the same age when his mischievous brown eyes met mine and did not flinch when he announced that he'd be moving to Europe to play soccer. "Get ready now, Mom. I'll be leaving home by the time I'm 15. I believed him and quietly anticipated his departure ever since. But a mother can never truly be prepared for her child to leave. He said he would leave by 15. I didn't realize that would mean almost 13. And when he said leave, I thought he meant for a while. On this particular morning, January 16, 2020, I drove from Westwood, home of the UCLA Bruins, to Expo Park, rival USC.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?